This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. Happy summer. Guess who's back? It's the boys. It's Locked On. It's the Believe in Georgia Bulldogs. Believe in Georgia Dogs here on the Believe Network. Let's get it cracking. All right. Good evening. Happy Tuesday. It is the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network, presented by betonline.ag. There is plenty of things to bet on: MLB, NBA finals, which you better hurry up and bet on that because Boston's probably going to sweep it, NHL playoffs, and more and more and more on betonline.ag. If you go make your first deposit, enter the promo code Believe. That's, get ready for it, BLEAV. To get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, betonline.ag. It's where the game starts. Israel, what's up, man? How's your summer going?
What's up, man? It's going good. We're just coming off of a dead week, week before last. So had our first week last week, and we got our first, not really, I guess you call them the OTA tomorrow. So it's going to be interesting to see. We haven't really had any team other than going against each other. Type stuff since our scrimmage game. So it's going to be interesting to see where we're at, you know, kind of to get a lot of work in tomorrow against a quality team, kind of things that they lack in Georgia so far. So it's always good to work, get somebody else, because I know you know as well as I do, you get tired of hitting on each other every day.
Yeah. Now, is this OTA, is it fully padded or is it
helmets? No, it's just helmet.
Gotcha.
Helmets only.
Gotcha. So what do y'all do? So what does it look like at Thomasville versus other places? Is it kind of the same universally?
Yeah, it's kind of the same universally. You know, we have like 7-on-7 stuff, and you can do like some Team Dallas type stuff, you know, get some pass rush for your quarterback, passing the pressure, things like that. You can do a little bit of team, but you know how that goes sometimes. You know, you get an overzealous player, and you know, you don't want collarbones and things get nicked up in situations like that. So, you know, but those little things you can do during that time. We do team all the time. So, you know, as far as just using hands, you know, if you're a lineman, it sucks if you're an offensive lineman because you can't, you know, ain't no shoulder pads or anything. So, right. Ain't really nothing to grab onto. But, you know, everything else, you know, perimeter block and things like that, you can still get done without pads on.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Robert Reynolds is joining us here on the live stream. Say what's up. The DGD podcast there, Robert Reynolds. He's the man. So welcome. What's up, Robert? So yeah, we got a lot to talk about, dude. We got some recruiting going on, man. Crushing it. Do you guys play Speaking of recruiting, do you guys play Crisp County? Are they in your?
We do play Crisp. Well, no, not this year. They used to be in the region with Thomasville up until this year.
Okay. So did they go up? Did they go down, or they just move regions?
I think they stayed the same. Their defensive coordinator was my wide receiver coach in high school, Coach Slim. So, you know, okay. Shout out to Crisp County, the Cougars.
The Cougars, yeah. A kid from their team just committed to Vanderbilt. So their corner.
They've had some ballers come out of there.
They're well coached, dude.
What is his name? Oh, it just left me. It's going to come to me. Just like plays for Green Bay now. Linebacker.
Quay Walker.
That's yeah, it. Okay. He came from Chris. It took me a minute. I was like, I know that ball's name.
I was thinking you were going to be in the middle of OTAs and you're going to be like, Quay Walker. And people are going to be like, what are you talking about, dude?
Definitely. That's probably definitely what happened. Yeah. Quay Walker, I want to say there's one more that came out of Crisp County, too. If you give me a second, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, while you're thinking, in case you're wondering, Georgia is crushing it in recruiting. I know that's not breaking news. They've been crushing it for a while now. But most recent commit, Rivals 100 wide receiver, Taylen Taylor. I think that's how you say his name. He's from Geneva, Illinois, which is greater Chicago area. Wide receiver, adds electricity to an already electric receiver room. I mean, the dude is, I guess the one, if I had to use one adjective, and you can back me up or you can say, Corey, you're absolutely nuts, but one adjective I would use is smooth.
Yeah, it's really hard to get to that point to even get that characteristic these days. The training and stuff that these kids have now, or you know, they're available to get now, is just ridiculous. So if you're not playing, or you're just an average football player, then that's your fault. You know, genetically, you know, has a lot to do with it now. But all the resources, things that you have now, to actually get work in and quality work, and whether it's footwork, whether it's hand-eye coordination, all that stuff. I mean, it's amazing what they can do now. Speed training and things like that. So, I mean, to see this kid and to hear as a high school player somebody say that he's smooth. You know, last time I heard that was AJ Green say that a player was smooth.
Yeah, he just it just when I think of smooth, I just so effortless looking. You know, just like he's running it a quarter.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Speed, and he's running really fast. Just getting behind the defenders. Yeah. I'm it's just one of those things, man. You just love to see. And he moves around a lot too. He can be very versatile. He runs the entire route tree. So let me ask you this though, as a receiver, when you're looking at other receivers, what are some of the things that you look for? Because I know, like, when you start to watch a lot of receivers, watch a lot of film, and you see just different guys, and when you're picking out the differences between the guys and you're saying, okay, this guy's better at this and this guy's better at that, what are you looking for?
For the most part, is one thing I continue to teach my guys. I want to see what you do, one, when the ball's not in your hand, or when you think the ball's not coming to you, you know, because a lot of times people think that receiver, you know, we just run dummy routes. I tell my guys all the time, we don't run dummy routes. You can get the ball anytime. So, you know, that's the biggest thing for me is, you know, how do they move and how do they practice or how do they maneuver when the ball's not in their hand? So that's the biggest thing for me. And if they can check all those boxes to where everything is full speed, even on run plays, I mean, that's a really good receiver to me. You know, can they block on the perimeter? You know, that was a big thing with Coach Eason. When I was coming in, they recruited me on blocking on the perimeter. Are you a selfish player? You know, do you care about stats or do you care about winning? You know, because, you know, when you win, everything else takes care of itself. So, you know, the receiver position is kind of tricky because we are us and it's us and then it's DBs as being the most, you know, prima donna players on the field. You know what I mean? And that's just how it is. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's good to have a low maintenance. Like right now, I feel like I have a low maintenance group of receivers right now that I coach, and I've had that for the last 2 years. You know, so, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, Coach Coley coming in, he wants a pretty low maintenance group too. And you know what? I haven't heard a lot, you know, from the receiver group either. You know, I think they understand, you know, what goes on in our offense. And if you look at it, if you do what you're supposed to do, the ball's going to find you.
No, yeah, no, totally. Totally. And there's a whole notion now of like, and it's really kind of a basketball term, but I think you can kind of apply it to some concepts within football, like defensive backfields or in this case, wide receivers. But like the whole notion of being positionless, kind of like playing a positionless style where like you get a bunch of guys that you can maneuver and manipulate around where you're not like, okay, this guy is an X. This guy is a Z. This guy is a Y. This guy is an H or whatever you call your receivers. It's kind of like, okay, and in some philosophies, it's like concept-based where it's like, okay, here's the picture. Now, if we put you in here or here, it doesn't matter. You need to get to this picture. You know what? That's making things more versatile for guys. And that's making that's helping guys contribute way sooner than you would think.
Absolutely. I tell my guys all the time, you know, especially ones that are transitioning to college, you know, or young guys that, you know, everybody wants to play these days. You know, they want to see my baby go out there and catch a football. You know, so I tell them all the time, hey, the more you know, the more you play. You know, if you're a Z, you know, and that's what you've played for forever, you know, it's probably a good idea to learn X. You know, it's probably a good idea to learn at least one of the inside receiving positions. You know what I mean? So it's up to you. You know, it's one of those deals where, hey, the more you know, the more you can play. Hey, coach, somebody goes down, I can go in here. Hey, coach, you know, you need me to come here. I'm a bigger body that can go across the middle, then I can do this even though I play Z. You know what I mean? Just because I know what to do. You know what I mean? So that's just it. You know, and the more you know, the more confidence the quarterback has in you to throw you the ball, to go to the OC, you know, or that receiver coach and be like, hey, that guy can play here. You know what I mean? Because a lot of that comes from your quarterback too. If he don't trust you, he's not going to throw you the ball.
And he certainly doesn't want you in either. There's some hilarious stories, and I know that this is way different than the NFL, and we certainly don't have Peyton Manning as our quarterback. Pretty close though with Carson Beck, but there's a hilarious story where when Peyton Manning's with the Colts, he would like wave guys off, like the coaches would put him in. He'd be like, "No, nope. And then so they'd be kind of stuck in that limbo, like, "Do I go in? Do I not go in?" And then ultimately they go out because Peyton says no.
Yeah, you know, you got Reggie Wayne and, you know, Marvin Harrison and Dallas Clark, you know, that you can throw the ball to. Edgerrin James, you know, all those guys that you can throw the ball to, and you don't put this guy in the game? No, dog. That ain't happening.
Nah, you're wasting your time, man. We might as well go 12 personnel at that point. But, yeah, I just thought that was a hilarious story when I heard that. And I was like, only Peyton Manning can do that. You know, only guys like Manning, Brady, and Aaron Rodgers can do it. Yeah, it's definitely true. So,
when I was in school, me and Coach Bobo got into it one day just because, you know, there's a play for AJ. Obviously, I'm the dumb route on the other side, you know, and I was like, I'm not running this route. I'm not doing it. You know, something happened to where the route wasn't ran. You know, AJ had messed up or something. He was like, "Hey, Troop, don't run the show." I was like, "No, I'm not doing that." He's like, "Why aren't you doing it?" I said, "Because I know on Saturday, this is the AJ Green route. Like, AJ's going to be the one that's going to catch this ball. I'm going to be over here running the dummy route. So let me run my dummy route. Let him come back down here and run the play." Simple.
Yeah.
I will say that was the only time I back taught the coach, but I had it was one of them days.
You know, just one of the probably hot, tired, cranky.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
I ain't doing it. You know what I mean? So, that goes for, you know, coaches and things too. You know, they have certain plays that certain guys are going to run simply because they know that this guy can run it better than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. We all have it. We all have things drawn up. Hey, this, hey, you tell your quarterback as a coach, you tell your quarterback, throw to this guy. He's going to be there. Like, you can see it developing. You're like, okay, as soon as he breaks it, that corner is going to be, that corner is going to be in his hip pocket. If you throw it to his upfield shoulder, you give him specific instructions and you know it's going to be there. And then he throws it to the back shoulder and gets it picked off, of course. Murphy's Law type situation. Yeah. But, you know, it's always funny, but not really in the moment, but it's funny to think it's like, okay, I spent all that time giving you these instructions and you just, yeah, you just spray it.
Yeah, so, you said F it, I'm going to do what I want. Ball is life.
Yeah, ball is life. YOLO, you only live once. So, so I was looking at our list of recruits and they are all equally impressive. So, my definition of a sleeper is not quite what you would think of a definition of a sleeper as, like somebody that's not quite as good, that could contribute. I think of the way I'm going to define sleeper, because these guys are all good and they can contribute at any moment. But who on this list of commits do you think is the most likely to commit way earlier than expected because of, you know, factors like it's a loaded room or he might need some time with Coach Sinclair, like any sort of factors that might prevent him from playing early? Who's the guy that's most likely to, that you think is most likely to kind of break through that?
I think the Robinson kid, Todd Robinson from Valdosta. Dude, this kid can ball now. You hear me? He's playing quarterback for them right now. And, you know, what's one position that you and I always talk about every single year? There's one position every year we're like, what are we going to do? And that is the cornerback position. Mm-hmm. He plays quarterback right now for them, but he's committed to us as a secondary guy. You know, mm-hmm. big kid, big frame, he can run. So I'm looking forward to him to come in and be that breakthrough player, simply because he's going to be playing a position that he's not used to playing. You know, I'm pretty sure that he'll probably come early, you know, to kind of get those reps in and things like that. But I'm looking for him to come in and contribute early, just from an athletic standpoint, just from watching him. And just thinking about this, he committed as a DB. You know, so all the parents and all the coaches out there that's like, hey, my kid's only a quarterback. Well, his kid's a quarterback in high school. He's going to college to play DB for one of the best programs in the nation. So, you know, it's one of those deals to where how big is your ego? You know, so I think out of all the guys that I've seen so far, and with the room that we have, I think the cornerback position is one that he can come in and kind of contribute early, or at least show, you know, he knows what he's doing to compete for that spot, especially if he comes in the spring.
Yeah, because I think it's such up for grabs. Like, there's some upperclassmen that, you know, you get an athletic guy that understands the game a little bit, that has a little bit of football IQ, that can come in and just based on just being more technically sound. I think that is a really good chance. And I think to me, the defensive tackles, the two defensive tackles, I think they're kind of co-sleepers because I think that position is going to be in such flux and in such need of a superstar that I think Stephon Shivers and Christian Garrett are going to be two guys that have a really legitimate shot at being rotational guys, which is why I think they're sleepers. I don't know that they're going to necessarily jump in there and be starters, but I do think they have a chance of getting some significant playing time. And I kind of lumped them two together because I think they're relatively the same and they both have equal chance of just kind of jumping into a group that, like the cornerbacks, has a lot of talent, but it's not really defined yet as who's going to be out there on the first play, or who's going to be rotating in on a frequent basis, or who's just going to be a, hey, we need somebody for a play, go in, you know, that kind of thing. So I think Christian Garrett, Stephon Shivers fit that bill.
Yeah. You know, we got Starks and you got some household names at safety. You got some household name at running backs, but you don't really have household names at, like you said, D-line and the cornerback position right now. So those are two positions, especially going into the summer, going into fall camp, you know, we'll keep an eye on too, because, you know, my boy Nyland Green's not there anymore. Unfortunately, so I got to find me a new guy to root
for. He went to Syracuse, didn't he?
I want to say yes, but I'm not sure.
Let's look.
I know that. He.
Let's look that up.
Can't root for the guy no more, man. Like
Purdue. He's at Purdue. Looks like you're rooting
for him. I'm still rooting for him. You know, he's just wearing a, you know, different color jersey. So, but like I said, it's gonna be interesting to see how this thing shakes out, because, you know, we're gonna get tested. We're gonna get tested early. And but like I said, the good thing is, if have you seen our wide receiver room?
Oh, you know,
they got those guys every day. Every day. So if the team comes in with just one receiver, like, all right, cool. We got like 30 of them over here in this one room.
Yeah, it's like I said, Thomas Blackshear and Taylen Taylor are walking into a really loaded room. So their opportunities is probably going to be fewer and far between because of the depth of those of that room. So that's why they are not sleepers, but they're really good.
And for them to go ahead and commit, you got to think now, these are receivers. Okay. For them to go ahead and commit as early as they have just shows, one, the commitment that they have to UGA, and it just shows how good our recruiting process is. Mm-hmm. You know, it just shows you the things that they believe in, you know, things that Kirby Smart has preached since he's gotten to Georgia, the culture that's been built there has come in. So, you know, now, of course, we have transfer portal and things like that, but for those guys to commit in June, you know, June the 11th, you know, or you know, yesterday or the day before Robinson, it just shows you, hey, man, UGA's on the rise. And, you know, if you come, you're gonna ball. You know, if you stay, embrace the culture, you're gonna get drafted.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Oh, that is a fact. I mean, we've shown
go somewhere and play.
Yeah, I mean, we've shown that you don't even have to start to get drafted here.
Yes. Who was it? Tindall, a third round draft pick?
Channing Tindall, third round draft pick. Yes. Insane. Devontae Wyatt. He was kind of like a sub, and he got drafted in the first round. He was only a sub because like two generational talents are in front of him at defensive tackle with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. But he got drafted in the first round.
You know, you don't get a drop off when he comes in. So
no, you don't.
There's that.
The three first round guys, and sometimes he would get in as kind of like that third defensive end. He would get in as a four technique when they would go odd front looks sometimes too. So
versatile.
Mm-hmm. And that's why Green Bay was like, yep, okay, I'm convinced.
We'll take him.
Yeah, well, we got him, and he's been great for them. So here's the question I got for you. Okay. That's enough cruton. Kirby's out there in his Kirby copter. Actually, he's not out there in his Kirby copter because everyone's coming to campus in the month of June on official visits and camps and things. So he's not on the Kirby copter right now. But the season, as it rapidly approaches, as this summer quickly evaporates, Carson Beck, man, is he a legit Heisman contender? Is he – like, how do we feel about that? I know, like, with – you know, just take our Georgia hats off for a minute. And just pretend like we're not super fans, right? And let's just look at it as objectively as we possibly can from the perspective of two high school offensive coordinators, just talking football. Is he a legitimate Heisman contender?
I think he's one of the top 10 guys, you know, if you look at, you know, guys who can win the Heisman, because obviously Shedeur Sanders is one. Just from a quarterback position, I think Carson Beck is one. Obviously, there's just two names that just come to mind, just at the quarterback position. But, you know, there's always going to be some guys that come along and you're going to be like, where the hell did this guy come from? You know what I mean? So I think he has a legit chance to contend for the Heisman. You know, he's definitely on the team that can do it. You know what I mean? So it's one of those deals to where we right now remind me of the, and this is going to be a stretch now, okay, but this, they remind me of the 2006 Texas team that won the Natty. Vince Young comes in, you know, kind of leads them on that charge to win the national championship over USC. You know, and he should have won the Heisman that year, but he didn't, in my opinion.
Reggie Bush won it that year, didn't he? That was the year that he got it stripped from him. Now, Reggie Bush was an exciting, electrifying player, yes, too. So that was a tough one. Like, you could have, if you could have given two Heismans, you would have that year.
Absolutely. You know, but he reminds me of Vince Young of that year right now. You know, bouncing back off of a good season where you came up short and trying to win it again. So I think he's a legit Heisman contender. But, you know, does he stay focused on the main goal? You know, what is his goal? Is his goal just to win Heisman, or is his goal to win the Natty? And I think his goal is to win the Natty, which will propel him to winning the Heisman.
Yeah, I think in order to be in that Natty conversation, you have to be in the – it'll naturally put you in the Heisman conversation, because with Brock Bowers being gone as your main, you know, kind of a get-out-of-jail-free card when you're, like, in third and long, like – You're down at Auburn on the road last year, and Brock Bowers emerges and takes over the fourth quarter. You end up winning that game. Like, he's not there anymore, so he's going to have to kind of find better ways to get out of trouble, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, the weapons that he has at the receiver spots, like, he may be able to go more 10 personnel, or Georgia may be able to go more 10 personnel and really kind of push the ball vertically down the field. I think also the training wheels will not be on at the beginning of the year as well.
Okay. And you got to think, too, we picked up ETN, which gives us a home run threat to run the football. Mm-hmm. So not only do you have these guys out wide that we have to attend for, you got this guy that can take it to the house at any point.
Yeah. And he's my top impact newcomer, by the way. I'm really excited about Trevor ETN. Just hope he minds his P's and Q's on the road and doesn't run any stop signs or turn the wrong way down some one ways or something like that.
From Athens Clark County policemen, stay away from them.
Yeah.
They are not your friend. Some of them are, but the majority of them are not.
Yeah. Failure to have the right thread on his tires or something, you know, some stupid crap. But Carson Beck is I think he's going to come out hotter. I think it stunted him a little bit, and I think it kind of stunted the team's progress was a little bit stunted early in the season. I think you that sluggish start they had to the season, I think, hampered them in the Alabama game, because it was a combination of, like, when you mix that with a little bit of overconfidence where they had kind of turned it on at the end of the year, it was kind of a weird dynamic where it's like, hey, we walk into the Bama game overconfident, and then Bama hits us in the mouth and we get sluggish and we can't really do much, and then we turn it on too little too late. It was kind of like the entire season mixed, you know, all rolled into one game with Alabama. You had the sluggish parts, you had the overconfidence, and you had, you know, also some of the electrifying stuff mixed in there as well. So it was kind of
We come out and we beat Ole Miss the way we did, right? So now that overconfidence goes into Georgia Tech, right? And Georgia Tech hits us in the face, you know what I mean? So we're like, oh, all right, we survive. So we're like, all right, man, we're good. You know, it's Bama. You know, they ain't got Tua or Bryce Young anymore, so we're going to be all right. And we just kind of sleepwalk there, you know, through that game, you know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see how we come out. You know, I'm pretty sure that's been the talk of spring football. That's been the talk. As soon as we got done playing Florida State, it was like, all right, on to the next year. All right, what is going to be our go-to this year? You know, what is going to be that thing that sets us up? And I'm pretty sure that Kirby Smart has some great one-liners to help him out. You know, so
just a few probably.
You know, so it's just one of those deals to where I have what do we want to accomplish this year? And I think, to me, you know, even if, you know, you take away those guys, you know, getting their situations, it's been relatively clean. You haven't really heard anything. And then you hear Carson Beck being a leader and taking those guys to, you know, Jacksonville with him to work and things like that. So it's like you're starting to see, you know, something special brewing in Athens right now. And it's like, all right, let's get through the summer, you know, get through fall camp, you know, manage our injuries because, you know, they're going to come, you know, and let's see, you know, just how far this train can ride.
No doubt. And the train can ride really, really far. So I'm excited to kind of see just how things shake out during fall camp. You know, does Gunnar Stockton take a stranglehold on the number two quarterback job, which is going to be vastly important? You know, who's going to emerge as the top target guys? And we'll talk about that probably the closer we get to the season, because there's a ton of storylines between now and then. And, you know, who presents the hardest challenge on the schedule, things like that. So we'll talk all that football stuff as we progress through the summer. But before we get out of here, Israel, man, baseball, the Diamond Dogs, as they're called, a year ago, didn't even make it out of the SEC tournament. We're looking at a team that's just kind of pitiful, really, and couldn't really hit much. Bullpen was spotty at best. You had some good starting pitching, and you had a couple hitters here and there. This year, enter Wes Johnson. Pitching just by nature in college baseball, bullpen pitching by nature in college baseball is very fickle. Mm-hmm. Just in the nature of it. So you take that. But Georgia probably was more, because it's like a spectrum. So Georgia's probably closer to the more consistent end of that spectrum, where you got a lot of quality, you got a lot more quality outings out of your bullpen than outings where you just get shelled. And so that improved. Your starting pitching was still very, very much the same. It was pretty solid. Very rare that your starting pitchers got knocked out. Occasionally they did. But the most important thing was like the hitting, the plate discipline, like actually having a plan when you go to the plate, actually having a lineup that's constructed to set you up for success, not just, hey, I think this guy plays third base, so he should be hitting in the five hole, or, you know, just like, you know, it just didn't seem like we had much of a plan last year. A lot of that's changed. The strength.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
Conditioning has changed. The approach to pitching has changed. Like these guys are actually pitching and not throwing. The plate discipline, all that was great. But what a disappointing end, man. Like so close to going to Omaha. Man. Such a disappointing end.
You know, it's one of those deals to where I'm not big on moral victories. I'm one to take my whooping and go on home. You know, but this year exceeded expectations, you know, more than anything that anybody, you know, could have wanted. You know, Coach Johnson comes in. We don't really know what he's going to bring to the table. We know he's going to bring pitching because that's what he's known for, you know. And then you got Condon coming up and hitting, 37 home runs. I think he hit his 37th one last night. You got three freshmen, you know, starting in the field, all of them batting over 300. Who would have thought that would happen, especially coming after last year? Yeah. You know, to, you know, not only compete the way you have to win a couple series that you definitely shouldn't have won, to sweep a couple series that you definitely shouldn't have swept, you know, to win some of the big games, the comeback wins that we've had all season, you know, to see the excitement back in Athens for baseball, you know, seeing everybody there, seeing a couple of my old teammates from the baseball team there last night on TV, you know, it was huge. And you just see the excitement back in Athens for baseball, you know, and that was just done in 1 year. So you can only imagine year two, year three, and on all the years moving forward, mm-hmm. you know, what this does for recruiting, you know, what this does for transfer portal guys, I really, really wanted us to be in Omaha, and I'm pretty sure all of our fan base did too as well, but us not going to Omaha is not the all end, end all be all. You know, because what we did was solidify, hey, Georgia baseball's here. You know what I mean? And it's going to be here for a while. You know, so I'm just excited the direction that we're going in. You're probably going to have about 2-3 draft picks. Connor's definitely going in the first round. So, you know, the biggest effect that it had, you know, this year was for recruiting. For the future moving forward. And I think Coach Johnson has done a phenomenal job with this group, but the whole coaching staff in general, of taking what they had. It's literally one of those things where, hey, this is what we got. All right. So how can we take this and make it better? All right. And they consistently got better and better each game. You know, last night's just one of those games. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, when we were down 4-2 and they hit the home run, made it 5-2. I was like, yep, it's one of those games.
You know, just can't seem to leaving guys on base just about every inning didn't help.
They got 9 hits and we got 2. You know what I mean? And that's baseball. It is going to happen. Baseball is so different than football, because in football, obviously this guy's bigger than him, so he's actually gonna, you know, you kind of see it as it's unfolding. But you know, you gotta touch all 4 of them bases. You know what I mean? And you got to have a lot of luck. NC State got real lucky last night. I mean, you struck Condon out 2 times, 3 times last night, other than the last at-bat that he had. You know what I mean? So it's one of those deals to where, of course, it's disappointing because we didn't win. We were hosting it at home and we didn't win. But at the same time, you know, the future is bright for Georgia. So, you know, hey, lick your wounds, get back up, and we got to go to work.
Yeah. NIL, off-season work, portal. Recruiting, and let's rinse and repeat, man, because Georgia was a non-factor last year. Georgia was not competitive. They were a non-factor in baseball. Like they were not even close. And now I think they ran up against an NC State team that I definitely didn't think was as good as they were. And I don't think a lot of people thought that NC State would have had this type of impact on the season. Coming out of the ACC, but they've got some good hitters, man. They've got some masters on their team. They've got a couple of pitchers that can run it up there, and you know they're a pretty solid team. And I expect them to make a little bit of noise in Omaha. didn't think they had that. Thought Georgia had a fairly easy road, but you know, NC State kind of proved that wrong. They need to burn those uniforms though, because they look like a 11-12 travel ball team out of South Alabama.
Look, I'm pretty sure that somebody dropped the ball and did not bring their extra jerseys that they were supposed to bring. Because I'm like, didn't y'all just wear them yesterday?
Stupid camo ones. Good Lord, man. I mean, I'm all for some military appreciation jerseys, but like, don't just wear the random camo, the random unsolicited camo.
Can we give a shout out to Nike for the new, because I remember when I was playing, all right, the baseball jersey, you know, the baseball jerseys we had, they were all big and bulky and things like that.
Yeah.
You look out there and I think it's Phelps, you know, he's out there, he's got one button on, you know, chains dangling, things. I'm like, why didn't they have these when we were playing?
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Like, I'm talking about, he's like, well, I don't need an undershirt. I'm like, shoot, I don't want to wear one either.
Yeah. Dude had it down like 1970s Miami Vice style.
And I love it. I'm all for it. You know, people like, watch this. I love it. You know, whatever's comfortable. And that's what I love that Coach Johnson brought into. Whatever's, you know, comfortable for you. You know what I mean? Let the guys, because baseball's different. You know, baseball players are like kickers. You know what I mean? You don't really say anything to them. You know, just kind of let them figure it out.
You need to let them have their mojo too.
Yes. If you've watched Major League, you know how this works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great movie, by the way. Great. Great movie. Georgia made the mistake of not sacrificing a live chicken last night. So that was
they did not. But the excitement that is around Georgia baseball, seeing all the people, I mean, it's pretty much sold out. You know, everybody's, you know, shoulder to shoulder. The excitement, I love it. You know, everybody on Kudzu Hill in the back. I mean,
glad they brought that back.
Look, they should have just put seats out there in center field. You know, they're not going to cut the trees down, obviously, in left field. But hey, you could have put some more seats right there, right behind center field wall. I'll guarantee you they would have filled up as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is exactly what you're looking for. And I'm excited for everything that Georgia's got going on. And not only all sports, but the fact that one of the sports that I love, baseball.
There you go. What's in left field? Because I feel like they could put some seeds out there too.
The trees on left field.
No, the trees are right field, aren't they?
No, they're in left field.
Yeah, there are some trees in left field too. Let's see. Oh yeah, those planted trees. Yeah, they're definitely not going to put anything over there.
Yeah, them things are rooted. Them things are tough now. So
yeah,
you ain't moving them.
No, but they could extend all the way to the foul pole, though. They would probably sell it out right now. But yeah, so yeah, it's good, man, and I'm glad to see Georgia baseball in deep control. I'm glad to see the jerseys aren't. Jerseys that you could go cliff diving with. And one of the greatest recruiting tools for football is when they show a shot from the first base dugout side and you see like a freaking skyscraper, the indoor facility just towering over everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, just in awe of like, whoa. Like,
and then the coolest thing, you know, I didn't even know this, that during the process of Coach Johnson coming in, Kirby Smart was giving official visits. He was doing the baseball official visits.
So oh, really?
Who wouldn't want to come to Georgia? Even if this guy's not my coach, obviously they're going to bring in a guy that's somewhat similar to him.
Yeah. So
and we did.
No wonder we got a rash of recruits. Kirby's showing around. Jeez.
You know what I mean? So I was listening to him last night. I was like, that's cool. You know, just think, a coach who he really doesn't have to do it. You know, he's like, man, I got this. Hang on.
Yeah. Kirby's like, this is fun. I like this stuff. And those recruits are like, oh, okay, I'm coming. Yeah, I got drafted. I'm getting drafted in the second round of MLB. I'm coming. That was fun. And I'm going to get it. So anyway, well, that's going to do it for us, man. We're going to wrap this thing up. We'll come back at you next week though. Don't you guys worry. We'll be here. And, Israel Troop is going to lead Thomasville to a state championship, and it's going to be all good. It's going to start with tomorrow's OTA, though. So good luck on that tomorrow.
Bobo was at practice today, so I don't think that he expects anything less than that. True. He comes up, "What's up, young man?" He's been calling me that ever since I've been in school. "What's up, young man? What's up, coach? What's going on?" He said, "Are you being nice to him today?" I said, "I'm being as nice as I can be for now." He was like, "Okay, I understand." He just smiles and walks off.
Oh, you gotta love that, man. Those interactions are great. So,
anyway, every day, all the time. He's still training quarterbacks right now. So, you know, hey, if anybody needs quarterback coach, George Bobo, Thomasville, Georgia, there it is right there.
He's available. Go get it. So, if you like what you heard, make sure you find us on social media at TroopStar28, at Coach Burton36, at Believe in Dogs on the tweeters, also on Instagram as well. Make sure you find us, rate us, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we'll see you back here next week. Better than ever. It's the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network. Peace out. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.